If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Well, good morning, Sun Seekers, and welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And we're going to get a lot of sun today. Could spell for a big thunderstorm later today, as we've got some midweek rain showers to break things up and then some heat on the other side. Forecast details coming up. It's Left-Hander Appreciation Day. We love you, lefties. Southpaws. Some things you didn't know about lefties coming up on the show today. Also, cell phone ban in school. Could it be coming to Manitoba? Bump, bump, bump. Announcement coming. And boy, did I find a cool AI tool when it comes to planning vacations. Oh boy, this is going to be a huge, huge threat to tourism boards and associations. AI can now plan your vacation from start to finish, and we will plan a vacation live on this show. I'll show it to you. Also, some body cam footage from a police officer who pulled over a vehicle, and there was... There was no driver inside. This is where we are. It is a bit technology heavy today. From cell phones to driverless vehicles. And the cop is like, what the hell? Who do I talk to? There's no one in this car. Why was it driving by itself? Who gets the fine if there's a traffic violation in an autonomous vehicle? Because it actually happened. Also, new survey. What country swears the most? We'll tell you the five most expensive grocery items on store shelves this fall as the kids go back to school. And breaking news, pumpkin spice. We've talked about this before. We're all waiting. Mariah Carey and pumpkin spice. Tis the season. But pumpkin spice is reign of ultimate fall flavor may be coming to an end. The results of a survey released this morning shed light on two new flavors that may overtake pumpkin spice. So if you're a detractor on the old pumpkin spice, you don't like it, don't, oh God, all this pumpkin spice, well, there's hope for you. And for those who love it, there might be a new kid in town. Quick reminder, there is a private function happening at Elkhorn Resort this Wednesday for the all-you-can-eat ribs. So the all-you-can-eat ribs is getting pushed back. Unfortunately, again, the Tiki Bar area at the Elkhorn Resort is closed for a private event. So the all-you-can-eat $25 rib deal is back next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. Tomorrow the 14th, no. 21st, yes. 21st and 28th, the last two Wednesdays, you can get that $25 all-you-can-eat rib deal at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa with all the trimmings out at the Tiki Bar, which, of course, is the site of the Hawaiian Luau Party, which is coming up at the end of the month. And don't forget about the Sunday stay at the Elkhorn. Two Clarso Nordic Spa passes, a $50 food and beverage credit valid at the Buffalo Bar and Clarso Bistro. All for just $339. You get the food, the two spa passes, and a one-night Sunday stay at the Elkhorn Resort for $339. And they also have a twilight rate if you want to just go up for a quick spa. Okay, so daily spa passes $69 per day until the end of the month. Twilight rates are $59 on Tuesday and Wednesdays after 5. Just give the Elkhorn a call at 848-2802 or follow them on social media for all the details. And more information on the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, because they have a lot of specials going on right now. A lot of specials. There is like the posh, super all-inclusive special, and they've got entertainment up there and a whole lot of good stuff. So give them a follow on social media. Skydancer Casino, which is 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. We are playing more than music. This is Nelly, of course, is performing Saturday. We're going to do a live stream between 3 and 5 on Saturday afternoon. We're going to attempt a live stream from the casino on Saturday afternoon. He'll take to the stage at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. Giving you a chance to win tickets to see Nelly in concert. And more than music means we're going to show you four pictures. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then Friday, we're going to ask you to name all the projects that we had showed you that Nelly had worked on. And there's a code word that comes with them. Here is the picture for this morning. And Nelly has also been in a movie. His biggest role was with Adam Sandler in The Longest Yard. And there he is with Chris Rock and Adam Sandler. And there he is in the movie poster. Now, the code word is football because it's a football movie. For those that are keeping track, I will ask for all four projects again Friday morning, and you'll call the win line. And if you know them all and you know the code word, then you'll get a pair of tickets to see Nelly in concert Saturday night at the Skydancer Casino. Another great opportunity, another great account to follow on socials to keep up to date with specials and special events and concerts. We're also going to be at the Hunter Hayes Show in November. SkydancerCasino.com is their website. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. So there you go. Again, an opportunity for you to invest some money at a great interest rate. Love this. 6.96% maximum annual return. It's the Sunrise Credit Union exclusive market-linked GIC. With no management fees or commissions and 100% participation rate, you receive the whole gains of the market-linked GIC over the term. Up to the maximum rate. To learn more, just go to sunrisecu.mb.ca. You could be sitting on a gold mine. These interest rates are awful if you're borrowing money. But what if you've got some cash lying around? Well, you could get 6.96%. That's pretty damn good. That is really good. I can't remember last time you could see a return like that. That is pretty awesome. Again, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. for more details. So just got a message from Amber. Oh, the Verdon Rodeo kickoff breakfast. My former co-host, Amber. Good morning, Amber. I wonder if she is the Verdon Rodeo breakfast on Thursday. If you are in the Verdon area, suggested donation of $5. That's a good deal. Yeah. Oh, I'm covering it up with my headlines. Hang on a second. This is going to get you pancakes, sausage, fruit, juice, and coffee. Verdon Rodeo breakfast is Thursday, 7 to 9. We'll show this again because it's a great deal and it's a great cause because we're supporting the Manitoba High School Rodeo Association. Kids under 5 get to eat for free. Oh, pancakes, sausages, fruit, juice, and coffee. You can load up on Thursday in Verdon, 7 till 9 at the Verdon Rodeo breakfast. Thank you, Amber, for sharing that. What country swears the most? What do we got here? The top 10 countries that curse. Swearing per 1,000. These are the countries that swear the most and the least in English based on an analysis of 1.7 million geotagged tweets and a database of 1,600 profanities and their variations. Okay, so this was done on Twitter. Okay, so there's your first caveat. This is one social media. Canada ranked 5th. The United States gets the gold medal. They get the gold medal on everything. God, it's always America, America, America. So the United States swears the most, and they're far and away. 41.6 curses per 1,000. Ryan says Ireland. Where's Ireland? No, Ireland is down a ways. They've got cool sayings in Ireland, but no, they're not too bad. They also swear in code. They've got weird names for body parts and stuff. They swear in code. However, the United Kingdom is 28.6 per 1,000. Well, and even though Tosh says America's population is bigger, this is done per 1,000. So this is per capita. So they put everybody on a level playing field. So the U.S. has 41 really bad swearers per 1,000, U.K. 28, Australia 26, and New Zealand 25. Look at those people down under. We can't even get first in swearing. Come on, you guys. we got to go to swearing training camp. We got to get better. We're just polite. I mean, it's Canada. Hello, we're probably, someone's telling us to go pound a, we're saying, sorry about that. We're from Canada. I'm sorry you had to swear at me. I'm sorry. Manitoba is the only Western Canadian province that has not introduced plans to restrict cell phones in schools following Saskatchewan's decision last week to ban the use of the devices. The Saskatchewan policy applies to all kindergarten to grade 12 classrooms and follows announcements in Alberta, BC, Quebec, Ontario, and Nova Scotia. The bans are designed to reduce distractions and help students focus in class.
They get disturbed and distracted instead of listening to the teachers.
Calls to ban cell phones in classrooms are mounting. Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Ontario will do it this fall. Manitoba's progressive conservatives say it's time for the government to follow suit.
I think there are issues that are province-wide that affect all students equally, and I think this certainly falls into that category.
Right now, each school division sets its own rules. Most tell students to keep their phones in their pockets during class, but a few have gone further. The French language school division is entering year two of its ban.
They just leave the cell phone at the front on the teacher's desk. They were reluctant at first, of course.
But the superintendent says students warmed up to it.
You can use it during recess. You can use it during lunch.
Steinbeck School Division will expand the ban to all kindergarten to grade 8 students. Last year, it was tried in one middle school. It found arguments happening online stopped spilling into the classroom.
Nice.
The principal and vice principal talked about just this, a level of calm that was starting to present itself at school.
Education Minister Nello Altomar has previously said he's talking to people about this issue, but the former teacher wouldn't speak to us about it today. The government is promising an announcement around phone use in schools later this week.
Cell phones are not necessary, says Mom Jazz. Yes, yes, yes. We're all on board. We're all on board. We're all on board. Mama J says, we use scientific calculators and paper and pen to communicate with friends when I went to school. Cell phones aren't necessary. Quentin says, giving a child a $1,000 cell phone is equal to buying your kid their first pack of smokes. It's an introduction to addiction. This is so cool. If you love vacations but hate planning, creating an itinerary, booking hotels, meals, activities, it can put a damper on your trip before it even starts. But this new app, which is powered by AI, is called Mind Trip. And all you have to do is type in where you're going to go and for how long you're going to go there. And it'll spit everything out for you. It's fantastic. So I asked it to plan a three-day adventure in Brandon, Manitoba. I'm going to be in Brandon, Manitoba, where we are streaming from, our little town. And this is what it came up with. Where to today? I'm planning a three-day trip to Brandon. It pulls up a map, and then it pulls up a bunch of stuff close to me. Here's a suggested itinerary for your three-day trip to Brandon. Day one. Begin by checking into the Victoria Inn Hotel and Convention Center. After settling in, take a stroll through Dinsdale Park. Enjoy the scenic views along the Assiniboine River. For dinner, consider dining at the Dock on Princess, known for delicious local fare. These all come with blue check marks. This is just insane. This is so insane. On day two, start your day with a visit to the Commonwealth Air Training Plan Museum, which offers a fascinating look into aviation history. Afterward, explore the Art Gallery of Southwestern Manitoba. Got somebody coming to town? Curious to what to do for the weekend? Don't know your own backyard? Type. I'll put a link to this website on my website at TylerGlennShow.com. Okay, so Mama J says, we're going to Edmonton at the end of the month. How many days are you going? I'll type it in. We'll plan it for you. Quentin says, does it mention listening to the Tyler Glenn Show while enjoying your morning whiskey? It should, but I am just not popular enough. I'm what they call the fringe. We're all part of the fringe. Spend your afternoon at the town center where you can shop and explore local boutiques. However, that is, I think we have our first AI miss. Nothing against the town center. Head out to Spruce Woods Provincial Park for a day of hiking and nature exploration and finish off with a dinner at Joe Beaver's. So really, it's more the town center. And again, nothing against the town center. I'm sure there's some lovely shopping in there. But I'm wondering why I picked the town center. There are, interesting. However, this is AI. It's in its infancy. I mean, is AI even a year old yet? Like, as far as being used en masse? You're only there for 2 days. Start your evening at the Common, a gastro lounge for its elevated comfort foods and craft beers. Continue your pub experience at the Craft Beer Market in Edmonton, where you can explore over 100 types of draft beer. On day two, begin your day with shopping at a place called West Edmonton Mall, one of the largest shopping centers in North America. After shopping, head to Next Act Pub for a relaxing meal and great selection of beers. For dinner, El Cortez Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. And then round out the evening at the Rocky Mountain Ice House, where you can enjoy casual dining. Although these didn't come with the check marks, where the Brandon ones did. Curious. We are going to be testing an ice cream treat. Is it, what is the actual name of it? Is the Co-op Gold Orange Smoothie Frozen Dairy Bar and the Co-op Gold Raspberry Smoothie Frozen Dairy Bar. Ooh, when the temperatures are hot, it's time to cool down. And what better way to cool down than with a frozen treat from our friends at Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local Co-ops of Westman. Taste it Tuesday. Co-op Gold products. We taste them every Tuesday. Co-op Gold is the in-store brand of Co-op and its premium products at an affordable price at your local Co-ops of Westman. Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. Leon's Furniture Superstore, an opportunity for you to pick up a sweet deal on furniture, appliances, and electronics in the store-wide super sale that ends tomorrow at Leon's. Save 15% on all black tag furniture in store, like the Poppy pop-up sofa bed. Save $1,300, now just $12.99. That's 50% off. So there's sale prices on stuff, and then there's an additional 15% off when you see the black tags. And other than the taxes and the fees, don't pay till 2026. With 0% interest and no monthly payments. Like the Orlando three-piece queen bed, 50% off, now just $349. The Jessica sofa. Get a sofa for somebody moving into their apartment for the first time, maybe going to college. The Jessica sofa, 50% off, on for just $599. And again, there are more savings with the black tags today and tomorrow. Save an additional 15%. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And again, you can check out the styles online at leons.ca before you go. The best deal on breakfast is at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. The classic $3 breakfast sandwich is on now. Buy any hot or cold coffee and get a classic breakfast sandwich for just $3 plus tax. In a hurry, on the go, want a delicious breakfast that's affordable? The best breakfast deal in the world is at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, Mooseman, and of course, here in Brandon. And don't forget to try out the new Tim Hortons Infuser Energy Beverages. They come in a can, natural caffeine and natural flavors in ready-to-drink cans, available in two refreshing flavors, Blackberry Yuzu and Mango Starfruit. You've always got time for Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
American Airlines makes an emergency landing because of a health-related situation. Phoenix, it had to be diverted because somebody on the plane was found to have lice crawling around in her hair. I apologize if you're eating right now. This is kind of gross, but can you imagine having to land an airplane because you got lice?
Unfortunately, this is real. There was a woman on my flight with such bad lice that we had to do an emergency landing. We were flying LA to New York, and like an hour into the flight, they make an announcement, but I can't hear it because I have my headphones on, and then I see on the map that we turned around. So I tap the guy next to me. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, it's a medical emergency. We have to land in Phoenix.
So it's a medical emergency. I had no idea that lice was a medical emergency. And how is this discovered? Like, are you sitting in your seat and you're looking in front of you and all of a sudden it's like, that woman's hair is moving. Ooh, heebie-jeebies. I got the heebie-jeebies.
And I was like, okay. Like, I look around. No one's, like, on the ground. No one's freaking out. I'm like, it can't be that dire. But we land, and then as soon as we land, this woman across the aisle from me, like, shoots up and, like, rushes to the front of the plane. And the girl next to me and I were laughing. We're like, where does she think she's going? But she gets off. She vanishes, like, before anyone else has even stood up. I'm like, okay. They're like, okay, they'll let you know what's going on at the gate. At the gate, they don't tell us anything. They're like, you guys are going to be on another flight in like 12 hours. And they don't tell us what happened, but clearly.
Oh my God. And 12 hours? And, you know, I've had a flight delayed. Someone had a heart attack and actually passed away. It was terrible because, you know, the whole part of the airport that we were in was like all somber and all quiet, and they had to, it was a terrible situation. They had to gurney this person off and they'd covered him up, and he'd had a heart attack on the plane, and that type of thing does happen. But a 12-hour delay because of essentially critters, that's crazy.
Clearly there's these two girls and they know something. And so we're kind of asking them like, what's going on? And they're like, let's just say it's like in the best interest of everyone here that like they did this. Like, it's for the safety of the plane. We're all like, why are you being cryptic? Like, just tell us what happened.
Yeah.
But they don't. So we spend our 12 hours at the airport. We come back the next morning, and then I'm buying snacks with the $12 that American Airlines gave me. And in front of me in line is a
he gets $12 for snacks for the delay. Oh, man. I hope the hotel was free.
Girl who's sitting next to me, and I hear her talking to her friend, and she says, blah, 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 lice. And I tap her, I'm like, excuse me, lice?
Sorry, did you say rice? Did you say because I think I heard that wrong. Oh, my God.
And she's like, yeah, apparently those two girls, they saw bugs crawling out of the woman's hair. The woman who, like, shot up earlier, like, right when we landed, they saw bugs crawling out of her hair and, like, alerted the flight attendant, and they had to ground the plane. And, okay. And then, so the next day we're boarding the plane, and the two girls who were sitting next to this woman, they are assigned to the same seats that they were in the day prior, and they start bawling. They're like, we're not sitting in these seats. Like, there were bugs crawling out of this woman's hair. And I don't know how they managed, but they just sat someone else in those seats. Like, those girls were powerful. Like, I do not think that these people who sat in those seats knew what was going on. But disgusting. I've been, like, itching all day. Oh, my God.
Oh, but my God is right. But what?
I got $12, and I got, like, a little protein bar.
Okay. Well, so it was worth your time. That is one of the wildest stories I think we've had on the show as far as having to bring a plane down. We've had a lot of drunk passengers. We've had a lot of disorderly passengers. We've had fist fights develop on planes. We've had all kinds of incidents happen on planes. You know, and apparently experts say there is something you can do if you find yourself on a plane where the person next to you or the person in the row in front of you or behind you has lice, apparently this is a video instruction on what you should do to get rid of the lice. You're supposed to just shake your body, and the lice apparently fall off. This is how it's done. This is the lice shake off dance. So you roll around on the ground and you do a loop de loop and you hold your knee over like this and you kind of do it like this. And then you hop around like a bunny. And look at this. It's fantastic. This is exactly how you get rid of lice if it happens to you. The hop around like a bunny is the real crucial move in the anti-lice dance. See, lice just can't hang on to you if you're going to jerk around and thrash around like this. They'll go bye-bye. Ooh. Mom's friend came over, daughter, and they didn't tell us beforehand. Then when they were leaving, she's like, make sure to check her hair. And I ended up hugging the daughter before that, too. Oh, yeah. It was so embarrassing. Oh. They freak me out. And how are you supposed to get rid of them? So if you're not supposed to wash your hair because lice like to live in clean scalps, are you supposed to light your hair on fire? I don't understand. I might have to Google it. I don't know what's going on. Mama J says, wrap your body in duct tape, like for wood ticks. Oh, and Molly says, all it took was one hug. Oh, and I guess that really explains the urgency of them having to land the airplane, get everybody off the airplane, and I guess essentially burn the airplane. Is that what they had to take? Take this one out, blow it up. Mama J says, I found out I had lice once as a kid at the hairdresser's. Oh, my God. Holy cow. Blessed Mama says, people think that when someone gets lice, it means they're dirty. That's not true. No, I really don't. I don't care if you're dirty. I don't care if you're clean. I don't care if you're rich or poor. I don't care about anything except stay away from me. That's all. A bewildered police officer pulls over a car for what he thought was a routine traffic stop.
I'm 31 Adam for as well.
No, can you show me out at 7th Avenue Osborne? I got a unmanned vehicle that was kind of taken off from me. It's a Waymo car.
It's not every day you see a Phoenix police officer pulling over a driverless car. But that's what happened June 19th after the officer observed a Waymo going haywire in traffic.
I couldn't help but come over just out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there's a passenger or something.
No, like, you know the construction here?
Yeah.
It was eastbound.
Look at the spinning thing on the top. It's got a spinning thing. I guess that's the... And it's a Waymo.
And then, so I light it up, and then it takes off through the intersection.
While most Waymo cars can be seen throughout the city driving safely and behaving civilly, erratic driving is not completely out of the question for the artificial intelligence.
It was making a right onto Washington, almost hit me, I had to swerve into the fast lane.
Phil Briggs says Tuesday he nearly got sideswiped by a Waymo on a mission.
Well, and I think they should be marked like that one I was talking about in Vegas. If you're going to have these on the road, they should have decals all over them and say, look, this is a self-driving car. Are we just supposed to know because it's got the spinning hockey puck on top of the roof?
We've seen them dead in the water in the middle of the intersection. So it's just, I don't see any good from it at all.
I reached out to Waymo to find out more about the potential for errors in their cars. Waymo sent me a statement and they said Waymos are much better drivers than humans.
There's no one driving your car.
3.5 times more likely to avoid injury causing crashes.
Wow. So your car here drove into oncoming lanes of traffic.
In the case last month, Waymo says the construction signage on 7th and Osborne was inconsistent. And because the officer blocked the car, it had to impede oncoming traffic. But the whole ordeal only lasted 1 minute.
If you or I are driving like that and we get pulled over, we get a ticket. So somebody needs to be held accountable.
There was construction. Oh, you know, I remember the first time that I used one of the Garmin turn left at 50 feet, turn right in 25 feet. I was in Las Vegas, and I remember the first hour of using the Garmin, and it was telling me where to turn and where to go. I was like, this is cool. I never need a map again. This is freaking awesome. And that I'll never forget. I pulled up to this giant intersection that was ripped apart, and there were orange cones everywhere, and it was blocked off, and it's like, turn left. Impossible, Susan. Impossible. Alexa, I ain't going nowhere, Alexa. If I turn left, I'm going off a cliff, because there was like backhoes digging up the street in Vegas, and there was no way I was going to turn left. But it's just working on the best data it has. And unless the construction companies or the city tell these programs that, look, we're doing work here, so make sure vehicles avoid it, then the car doesn't know. They don't know. It's kind of like you and me. You know, we don't know what we don't know, but we can see it with our own eyes. No eyes on these cars.
Phoenix police say they are able to cite Waymo, but it's not something they see or do often. Officers, though, are provided training to deal with robot-operated cars. Waymo cars are also able to detect an emergency vehicle and program to safely pull over on the side of the road.
Waymo also makes it very easy for law enforcement to simply press the help button on the inside of the car and get connected immediately to a 24/7 service member that will be able to talk them through moving the vehicle off the road, finding the insurance information, or whatever information that the officer needs for their investigation.
All right, officer. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck.
The trouble, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Take care.
Here we go. No drivers in the car. From the land of the lawyers. So it's got to be safe. They'd be suing each other. There'd be accidents. They'd be suing each other. And it isn't happening. So at least not yet. Speaking of lawyers, at Epp Law Office, they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. Specializing in real estate and corporate law, they take pride in being your trusted advisors. Clients hire them for their expertise and personalized service. Again, for real estate transactions, for incorporation transactions and business paperwork and estate law, which is wills and so on. Building lasting relationships one case at a time. Epp Law Office, your trusted legal advisors at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, where every time you get your vehicle serviced, when you get that oil changed, you're helping out the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House, three vital organizations in our community, keeping the community safe, keeping the community fed and housed, great charities. Get your multi-point inspection. Of course, you're in and out in 30 minutes or less. It is the Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac Certified Service Express oil change, only available at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue. Kuiper's Family Bakery, the best baked treats in all of Manitoba, is a Kuiper's Family Bakery, your family bakery, from heavenly breads to sinfully irresistible sticky buns, hamburger hot dog buns, fluffy cinnamon buns, decadent pastries, monster cookies that come by the sleeve. You'll find them at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Pop on by there, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. And Auto Fashion, the place to get your hail damage repaired on your vehicle. Or if you're just, the garbage is piling up in your vehicle, you need to get it all detailed. It's fine auto finishing at Auto Fashion. And if you have the unfortunate luck of getting hit by hail, remember Auto Fashion. There are 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. If you can find Lady of the Lake, you'll find Auto Fashion. If you can find the North 40 on 18th Street, you just go left at the lights if you're coming south, right at the lights if you're going north. You'll find Auto Fashion in that area. They'll help with the grime removal, odor elimination. They'll make the inside of your vehicle like it's new again. Outside too, because they're MPI SGI accredited. Get your courtesy car and more at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North in Brandon. Next up on the show, what do you think of the no tax on tips? Now, this was introduced by Donald Trump, who was on X yesterday, talking to Elon Musk. I caught about 75% of it. It was unremarkable, so not much to talk about, except Elon Musk has got some pretty cool ideas. This guy, He might be the next one to run for office, and it looks like he might help out Trump should he get elected. This is Co-op Gold Raspberry Smoothie Bars and Co-op Gold Orange Smoothie Bars. Now, the official Taste It Tuesday item is the raspberry, but I couldn't decide. So I had to get both. Figured, we'll check to see which one's better. They're about $4. You get 6 bars. So, you know, when you go to an ice cream shop, I mean, that's less than $1 a bar. Again, it's Co-op Gold, premium brand at an affordable price. Here we go. Look at this puppy. Ice cold. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, yeah. Raspberry puree. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beyond beautiful. Gorgeous. It's so raspberry and so tangy and so ice creamy. It's called Raspberry Smoothie Dairy Bar. It's an ice cream bar. It's delicious. Here is orange smoothie. Lindy's always worried about the sugar. There you go. Look at these. Okay, so which one's better? The raspberry one. Thanks, sweetie. The raspberry is more tangy. This tastes like a mild creamsicle. You know, the orange and a creamsicle? You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman, home of Tasted Tuesday. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. It's going to be a hot day, so go get yourself a package of those bars. Oh, wow. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Pumpkin spice might be done. What will take its place? I apologize. This is so small. It's the theme of my life. Move over, pumpkin spice. A new survey of 2,000 adults revealed 58% believe that there are better flavors than pumpkin spice during the fall season. Top 5 fan favorites fall flavors. Here we go. Guess who is set to take over number 1? Cinnamon. Isn't cinnamon part of the pumpkin spice concoction? Cinnamon followed by salted caramel. Then apple and candy apple, then pumpkin spice, and then maple. Most believe that pumpkin spice and candy apple should be off limits any other time than during the fall. But that does not apply to cinnamon and salted caramel, which people love so much they believe it should be enjoyed the whole year through. Mama J says they all sound gross. Pumpkin spice is gross, but pumpkin spice has been one of those flavors that has been notorious for the arrival of fall and the celebration of the change of the seasons. But apparently, North Americans are more likely to start wishing for fall during the summer than they are to be sad that summer is ending. 30% say they are excited that fall is just around the corner. 17% are sad that summer's ending. I think that might be different with the sun seekers. I'm in the middle, I'll be honest with you, and I love summer, but I also love fall. It's football, the smokers are going, the weather is still bearable. Yes, it's cooler, but you still have some hot days in the fall, and I love hot days in the fall because there's no bugs. Yeah, those mornings are frosty. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a frosty morning. What I'm not okay with is minus 60 with a wind chill of minus 80 and I can't breathe because it's so cold outside. I'm not okay with that. I'll never be okay with that. So people are happy that fall is ending and pumpkin spice season is just around the corner. But look out, salted caramel and cinnamon are hot on the heels of pumpkin spice. Okay, and lastly this morning, the 5 foods at the grocery store you're going to be paying more for this fall. The 5 most expensive grocery items on shelves this fall. Would you like to take a guess? What do you think is going to cost more this fall? While food inflation is starting to cool and will cool more this fall, the last of the really expensive stuff, there's 5 items, and unfortunately, I think almost every single one, no, all but one, deal with breakfast. A morning staple, eggs. I don't know what is going on with eggs. Good God. Coffee is going to cost more this fall, according to the experts. It is chocolate, but it's because of the problem with cocoa. like coffee, crops have had some challenges. And so chocolate, it's going to be another expensive Halloween. Beef is going to continue to be expensive due to challenging farming conditions and robust demand from consumers and shrinking cattle inventories. Experts say beef could be the very last item we see moderate, because environmentalists are around the world are trying to get farmers to quit farming beef and move to animals like chicken or grasshopper flour. So enjoy your steaks. If you see beef on sale, stock up. It's a bad one and could be getting worse. So we got eggs, we got beef, we got chocolate, we got coffee. And unfortunately, the last one also has to deal with cattle. We're going to see butter and other dairy products start to increase in price, but butter will lead the way. It could be more affordable for everything else. Vegetables are moderating, things like your canned foods, stuff like that. They're moderating, but your meats and your dairy, those are staples. So if you see stuff on sale, it's good to snag them. Have a great day. Stay cool, guys. Thanks again to our sponsors. Thank you for being here. This has been a great day. It's been a lot of fun. Oh, it's time for our goodbye music. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride, where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again. Have an awesome day, guys. Stay cool, and I promise we'll be back for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life tomorrow morning at 7. Enjoy a gorgeous Tuesday, and thanks again, guys.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code FITNESS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.